And right now we are continuing, not continuing, we are opening a brand new series. We call that Cross Training. By the way, sino sa inyo dito, you are familiar with Cross Training, CrossFit, may nagtatrain, meron ba? Okay, sino sa inyo dito nag-exercise? Okay, mangilan-ngilan ha. So, yun lahat, gusto kumakain lang. Okay, tutulog. Okay. So, cross training. Bakit cross training? I'm gonna explain further. But let me just share with you, ano ba ibig sabihin ng cross training? Cross training is actually training in two or more sports to improve performance. Like, if you are into running, you cross-train, nagsiswimming ka, nagbabike ka, nagbabasket ka. So you cross-train for you to for your like strength to be improved. Okay, yung cardio, yung resistensya, and even yung endurance mag-improve. So you cross-train. So I do this cross-training. I run at the same time. I go. I have a regular. Days within a week going to the gym, kanina tumakbo ko, and even pagdating ko sa bahay meron akong pinapanood na P90X. If you're not familiar with that, you can Google it, check it out. If you want to have a intense training, okay, kahit sa bahay mo lang, P90X, sobra, 30 minutes as in talagang labas talaga lahat ng cholesterol sa katawan. Tatagaktak talaga yung pawis natin. But that is cross-training. And why cross-training? Because, you know, physically, we need to have this training for us to improve, not just in a specific area, but, you know, in every area of our lives so that we will grow, we will make progress. But at the same time, you know, in our spirituality, we need to have training, spiritual disciplines, if you may. And, you know, let me say this, that pagka nagpupunta po tayo ng gym, for some of you are familiar, you know, you can wear your best outfit, a gym, para sa gym. But if you don't train, kumbaga pagpunta mo sa gym, kumakain ka lang, nanonood ka lang, okay, or nagbabasa ka lang. Unless you train, nothing will be changed. Okay? And in the same way, dito po sa church, we may have the best outfit when we go out of our houses and come to church and be encouraged. But unless we have these spiritual disciplines, we're not gonna grow, we're not gonna progress. Dahil hindi po sapat na nakikinig lang po tayo ng salita ng Panginoon every Sunday. There has to be spiritual disciplines that we need to, really, we're gonna talk about for the next 4 weeks. And first of all, is that prayer. Spiritual disciplines takes prayer. Okay, so ito po yung pag-uusapan natin ngayon. And next week, we'll be talking about the Word. So another discipline that we need to take for us to grow in our spiritual life is Word. Okay, this is going to be very exciting, so don't miss this. Next week, I hope to see you. And also, the following week will be about giving. Okay, and one of the spiritual disciplines that we need to grow is really through the area of generosity. Through the area of giving, because I believe that God, who is a generous God, who gave Himself for us, giving us the idea, encouraging us to really give abundantly, give out of generous heart. So ito po yung next week, pag-usapan natin. And then last week, we'll be talking about fasting. This is actually in preparation of our mid-year prayer and fasting. Okay? Sino po sa inyo dito nakatena ng mid-year prayer and fasting last year? Okay, so marami-rami sa atin. So, again, this is gonna be exciting. It's gonna be awesome. This sasabayan po natin to yung mid-year prayer and fasting natin. So, kung ready na po kayo mag-fasting ng 40 days, mid-year, joke lang po. 3 days prayer and fasting, kasi pinutol po natin. Dati from 7 days every year at the start of the year, ngayon pinutol natin 5 sa first sa January, then we cut it, then we add another 3 mid-year. Okay, so in line with our prayer and fasting, so pag-uusapan po natin yan. Okay? And the series text po natin, overall, yung sa spiritual disciplines natin, that's why cross-training. We're gonna read from 1 Timothy chapter 4, 7, and 8. Let me just read this then. We're just opening in the word of prayer. It says here, have nothing to do with irreverent, silly myths. Rather, train yourself for godliness. For while bodily training is of some value, when we train, okay, this has something to do with our physicality. But godliness is of value in every way as it holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are here with us. Lord, we ask that you would open our hearts, Lord, that we may know and we may understand, Lord. Lord, the right posture, God, the right attitude, Lord, of prayer. I pray, Lord God, that more than anything else, more than we need, more than we ask, Lord, in prayer, Lord, may we seek you. May we know you, God, who is our Father, who is our provider, who is our helper, Lord God. We bless your name, God, today. In Jesus' name, amen. Like I said, we're going to talk about prayer. Okay, I believe, I think it was last Friday. Maybe marami sa atin dito napapray because some of us, we are rooting for Cleveland Cavaliers or some of you are rooting for Golden State Warriors. Yung anak ko talaga nanonood kami na Friday ba yun? Was that Friday? Friday. Diba? Nanonood kami talagang yung anak ko lalaki kasi Cleveland. Okay, yung dalawang anak kong babae, Golden State Warriors. Si Ryan, yung wife ko naman, wala naman siya pakialam. Basta nasa tabi niya lang ako, okay na. Okay na daw siya. So, ako, torn ako. Hindi ko alam kung ano yung talagang isang team ko. I like both teams. But, you know, yung anak ko talaga lalaki. Syempre, competitive kasi yung anak ko eh. Yung my only son. And he was praying that Cleveland will win. Pero it so happened na natalo. So, sabi ko sa kanya, anak, you don't need to pray for that because everybody else in the world is praying. Okay? Nagpe-pray na nga team yan. Okay? So, hindi na pinagpe-pray yan. Talaga may the best team win. Okay? So, tingnan na lang natin sa finals. But, you know, talking about prayer, this is one thing I realized. Many times, the reason why we pray, simply because we are in need. We pray because there's something that we need. We come before God, Lord, I need this, I need that. And not just that we are in need, but we pray most of the time when we are asking for protection. Lalo na pagkasasakay ko ng eroplano, 'di ba? Pag paghakbang mo sa eroplano, nagpe-pray ka na hanggang sa pagbaba mo, 'di ba? Hanggang matakbo 'yung eroplano, pagbaba mo, "Hi, thank you, Lord." 'Di ba? Mapapa-pray ka talaga pag nasa eroplano ka. Unless, di ba, you travel talaga very often. But, you know, those are the things that we are really praying. Especially if you are students, pagka-exam mo, napapa-pray ka talaga. Lalo na pagka-bar exam na yan or board exam na yan, sa talagang lalapit ang mga estudyante talaga kay Lord. Magpe-pray talaga yan. Okay, kung single ka, pagka-after mo na-graduate, pe-pray ka talaga kay Lord. Lord, give me the best job in the world. So, pe-pray ka talaga. Sa mga married naman, syempre, kung babae ka, pinagpe-pray mo yung asawa mo, yung husband mo, Lord, pauwiin mo po siya ng maayos at ng mayakap ko siya. Okay? So, may mga ganun po tayong prayer. Okay? And some of the things, the reason why we pray is, you know, some people, they pray, they thought about prayer as if like it is boring. That's why so many people doesn't want to pray because it's boring. Especially if I don't get the answer to my prayer, then I don't think I need to pray even more. And some of the people, they pray out of obligation, out of duty. As if prayer is like something that we come before God, Lord, this is what I want, this is what I need. And therefore, I'm gonna go out of this place, but I'm gonna go back to you and ask and waiting for that answer. The problem with that is when prayer is primarily focused on answers, it becomes result focused, result oriented. Pag po nagpe-pray tayo at lumalapit lang tayo sa Panginoon, Lord, Lord, kailangan ko ng pambayad sa ganito, Lord. Kailangan kong pumunta dito sa ganito. Kailangan kong gawin to. Lord, tulungan mo ako. There's nothing wrong with that. But if that is, if our prayer is solely focused on the answers of our prayers, I believe that you would agree with me, when we come to God, we get, somehow we'll be frustrated because it's gonna be based on our worth. When we pray and God doesn't answer our prayers, it means to say, you will ask yourself, baka may ginawa akong mali, kaya hindi ako sinagot ni Lord. On the other hand, when you pray and God answered it, you will be self-righteous and boasting. You will tell to yourself, I might be good. Maaaring naging maganda yung performance ko kay Lord, kaya sinagot ni Lord ang panalangin ko. But let me tell you this, that is not gospel at all. Because prayer is not really about your performance, my performance. It's all about who God is, not who we are. That is why I'm here to talk about prayer, not to really tell you what to pray for, okay, how to pray. Because my goal today, this very afternoon, is for us to really know who are we praying to. Before we even get to a point, what do I need to pray? But first thing first, we need to first know the character of God, who is our Father, so that we will have an intimate relationship with God. Para po ma-appreciate natin talaga yung prayer. Because if that's not the case, then we're just gonna go to church, we're just gonna go, pagpapasok tayo sa office or sa trabaho natin, sa school natin, pe-pray lang tayo, Lord, Lord, protect me, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. As if like, it's like a business. Business in a way that, you know, parang, I'm gonna invest my time, but Lord, I need result. But prayer is not like that. In fact, I know, I believe that all of us here, we need to pray. If we are professing Christian, if we are saying that I'm a follower of Christ, we need to pray. We should pray. That's part of spiritual discipline. In fact, according to Martin Luther, sabi ni Martin Luther, to be a Christian without prayer is no more possible than to be alive without breathing. Kung Kristiyano ka, kung naniniwala ka sa Panginoon, kung alam mo na niligtas ka ng Panginoon, then you should pray. Kasi kung hindi ka nagpe-pray, parang baliwala lang yan. Para lang tayong spiritual life natin is dead. That is why we need to understand that prayer is one of the spiritual disciplines that we need for us to grow, for us to make progress. But the problem is, sometimes we think that God is like a vending machine. Our prayer, it's like a vending machine. If I need wealth, if I need health, then I'm going to press this one. If I need prosperity, if I need security, if I need promotion of my job, if I need status, I'm going to press this one. Have you ever experienced going to a vending machine? Yung maghuhulog ka. Then tagal mong hinihintay pero walang lumalabas. I experienced that. Diba yung iba pagka CR na CR ka na, diba? Yung tapos may mga vending machine sa CR, diba? Excited ka pa, diba? Tayo lumabas, eto na. Diba? Hindi mo na alam kung anong pigil mo, diba? Eto na. Diba? Pero wala lumalabas. You get frustrated. Diba kulang na lang, baka kulang na lang itaob mo yung vending machine na yun, yung mga tissue na yun, diba? Kung kailan kailangan mo. Isn't it true that somehow we treat God like that? When we ask for something, Lord, I need you to prosper me. Then somehow 5 years, 10 years, you don't see it right yet. You don't see it yet. And you get frustrated. Because we think that prayer is like a vending machine. I'm going to come to God and I'm going to make my request. Lord, I'm going to wait for your answer. But let me just lay it down to all of us. That is not prayer. Prayer is not business. Prayer is all about relationship. Because if we do that, we are just praying religiously. But prayer is all about conversing. It's all about communing with God Himself. That is why the question is it really possible for me to have quality time this intimate time with God, despite the fact that busyness in life is overwhelming me, is it really possible? Again, I'm not here to tell you about what to pray and how to pray, the right posture, but really of knowing who God really is, so that we would really appreciate our time praying with God. Because let me tell you this, if you're going to check out Matthew chapter 6, verse 8, Jesus himself said that even before you ask anything in prayer, he already knew it. That is why if we're going to ask something for God, from God, he already knew it. God knows our issues. God knows our needs. God knows everything that we want. But my goal today is for us to see who the Father really is. So that every day, we're going to be much more excited to pray. Lord, excited na naman ako, mag-uusap na naman tayo. It's not about, I'm going to come, Lord, eto na naman ako. Problema na naman dito, problema na naman. Lord, ikaw na bahala sa akin. I hope that we're not going to commune, converse with God that way, but we're going to pray as if like, Lord, I've been waiting for this moment. I've been waiting for this time, Lord. Masasolo na naman kita. I hope that we're going to have that attitude of prayer. I'm here to talk about a different angle, different view of how we pray. Let me just first say this, that prayer is acknowledging that God is our strength. Before we even understand that, Lord, I failed in this one. Lord, I messed up in this one. Lord, I want that. I want those. I need those. We need to realize first that God is our strength. Kailangan maintindihan muna natin that, you know, He is the one who gives us strength because He is strong. That is how David, by the way, we're going to read in the book of Psalm 18. And if you're going to check out in 2 Samuel chapter 22, this is actually a mirror of what happened to David when he was about to retire. After all the victories, after all the wars that he won, now this is the time that he was communing with God, praying with God. And 2 Samuel 22 is just a mirror of Psalm chapter 18. And that's what we're going to, where we're going to dwell in most of the time here as we talk about prayer. First of all, we need to acknowledge that God is our strength. In fact, in verse 1 and 2, it says here, I love you, O Lord. You know, this word, let me just pause for a while in this word, I love you. This is not just an ordinary statement of saying, I love you. I hope kung mag-asawa kayo dito, hindi lang yung ordinary na lang sinasabi mo yung I love you. Or, I love you, I love you, I love you, diba? Parang labas pa sa ilong mo. Pero ito, si David, when he said, I love you, it's like he's coming from an intimate relationship with God. When he mentioned, Lord, I love you, it means to say, Lord, I'm all yours. Lord, I'm laying down everything. Lord, I'm taking away any distractions. But I'm going to come before you and say, Lord, I'm all yours. I love you. And when he said, I love you, O Lord, my strength, he continued on saying, the Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock in whom I take refuge. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. Now, David here, if you're going to look back and think, why not David praying for deliverance? In fact, we're going to see that in a book of Psalms. But right here on this text, how come he didn't even ask God for that, Lord, deliver me from all my enemies? Because I believe that God already knew that who David is, that he's going to be a conqueror. But David realized that, Lord, I don't need to pray for this. But Lord, as long as I understand that you are my strength, I know everything will just follow. Isn't it true that every time we come before God, you know, pouring out everything, pouring out our discouragement, pouring out to God every time, Lord, you know, we have, maybe, probably we have time for prayer. But isn't it true that when we come to God, when we pour out our time before God, it's all about requests. There's nothing wrong with requests. In fact, God delights on His people who call to Him, who ask Him. But what I'm trying to say here is that do we really acknowledge that our God is so strong that our God can deliver us from any harm, from any failure, that God will deliver us from anyone who will attack us because God is our strength? We need to realize first that, Lord, ikaw lang. Ikaw lang yung strength ko. Lord, I don't need to look for anything else, but you are enough for me. God is our strength. You know, I realize that God wants us to pray for what we want. Let me just say this again. Listen to this. God wants us to pray for what we want. But there are times, listen to this. There are times that God would want you to pray for things that you don't even want. May mga pagkakataon na God will challenge you to pray of the things that you don't want. Let me give you an example. Maybe someone who offended you. You don't want to forgive that person. But you're going to ask God for strength. Lord, would you give me strength to forgive this person? You don't want that. But you need. But God is challenging us. I am your strength. I'm gonna be the one who will give you strength to forgive that person. Because there are times that we need to realize, Lord, before I pray, before I utter things, alam mo naman kung ano yun eh. But Lord, I realize that you are my strength. Have you ever realized that when you are praying for your needs, we are believing, Lord, I'm praying for provision for tuition fee? Why not? Listen to this. I'm all for that. In fact, I'm praying for that as well. Siyempre, sino ba naman magulang na hindi magpe-play nun? Diba? Kung tuition fee or whatever na kailangan ng family. But, dumating na ba tayo sa point na when we come before God, instead of asking for Lord for provision for tuition fee, did we really ask God, Lord, you are my Father and you will provide for me and you will give me strength? Not for me to, Lord, na malampasan ko to, pero Lord, I know that you will give me strength. Acknowledging who God is, because God is our strength. When we come to God, when we commune with God, when we pray, we need to realize, we need to acknowledge, and we need to confess that God is our strength. Not that God is our strength, but also God is our helper. God is our helper. When I say that God is our help, verse 6 and 7, it says there, in my distress, I called to the Lord. David, when he was distressed, when he was overwhelmed with, you know, with people who's attacking him, in his distress, he called and cried out to God for help. Now, you need to understand, if you're going to read in 1 Samuel down to 2 Samuel, you will see that David had his mighty men. There were Abishai, Asahel, Benaiah, Abishai who killed 800 men. Why not approach them for help? These are mighty men. You can talk to them anytime. Why not approach them? But here, David, more than approaching these three mighty men who stood alongside with him, first acknowledged that it is only God who can help him. Yes, I know your strength. David was telling his guys, I know that you can kill so many people, but I realize that it is my God who can really help me. Do we really understand and acknowledge that God is our help? It says there that from his temple he heard my voice, my cry came before him into his ears. And then in verse 7, it says there that the earth trembled and quaked, and the foundations of the mountain shook, they trembled because he was angry. The question is, when we have struggles, when we have problems, sino nilalapitan natin? Is it God? Do we come before God and pray, commune with Him, converse with Him, and tell Him, Lord, with all the situations that I'm facing right now, I know that You are my help. More than asking, Lord, would You help me with this? Would You help me with that? Lord, I realize that You are my help. You know, I remember, I think 1 year or maybe roughly 2 years ago, I was about to preach in our youth service, Friday. That was Friday. And on my way here, you know, if you are familiar, dun po sa may Marikina, yung pagtawid ng, I don't know, Katipunan, pagtawid may Kia, papasok ka sa subdivision because I don't usually pass the route to Markinton. I go straight. Papasok po ako sa subdivision. Then pagpasok po sa subdivision, all of a sudden, sabi ko parang bumagal ako ah. Then naitabi ko po. Then I stopped. I realized that when I check yung tire ko po sa gulong, flat po yung gulong ko. Then it was 30 minutes before my preaching. I was all prepared. I was so pumped up. I was so encouraged. I'm so on fire to preach the word of God to the young people. And all of a sudden, 30 minutes before, I got flat tired. And then my reaction was, Lord, what is it that you are teaching me right now? You know that I'm about to preach 30 minutes. Lord, ano yung gusto mo ituro sa akin? I know you're not joking. I know you're not messing my day. But what is it you're trying to teach me? Then I started praying. I prayed, Lord, I know that you are my help. I know that you are my provider. I know that you will sustain me. I never prayed for, Lord, would you send someone to fix my tire? I never prayed that. But I just recognize, acknowledge that, Lord, you are my helper. Oh God, thank you because you are my provider. You are my father. You will never leave me hanging right here. I acknowledge that. And all of a sudden, right there in front where I park my car, there's a house. May lumabas pong lalaki. Sabi niya sa akin, Sir, kasi wala po akong wala akong mga gamit. Patanggal ng gulong or whatever. Sabi niya, Sir, pwede ba kitang tulungan? Ay, naku, nahiya naman ako sa'yo. Pa-style eh, no? Sir, okay lang yun. Ako na, may gamit po, pumasok uli siya, kumuha ng gamit. Kompleto ng gamit. Grabe, nasa bahay ka, parang kotse yung bahay mo, kompleto ka ng gamit. Ha? So, kompleto ng gamit. Ginak niya. As in, nakikita ko yung pawis niya talaga. Siya nagpalit. Talagang, tulungan na kita. Hindi, sir, diyan ka lang. Ako na bahala sa'yo. Then yung nagawa niya na, I'm about to bless him. I was so blessed. I'm about to bless him. Sir, alam ko na yung iniisip mo. Huwag mo nang gagawin. Okay lang yan. Baka may pupuntahan ka pa. Pwede ka na mauna. Huwag mo na akong intindihin. Then on my way, I realized, Lord, I never prayed for someone to help me. I just acknowledge you are my help. I just realized that you are my father. I just realized that you are my provider. Now, you are sending help to me. And then I realized, isn't it true that when we come to God, Lord, I need this, I need that, I need that? Instead of acknowledging God, I might have a need, but I know that you are my provider. I might have struggles, but I know you are my father who will never leave your son or forsake him. When we pray, do we acknowledge who God is? Do we know who our Father is? Yung mga anak ko po, pagka humingi sa akin ng pang-load or humingi sa akin ng mga 1,000,000, 1,000,000, hindi pa, joke lang po yan. Pag humingi po sila sa akin ng pang-load, yung mga anak ko po, hindi po luluhod sa harap ko yan. Dad, napakabuti mong tatay. Ang bait mo. Pwede mo ba akong bigyan ng pang-load? Oh, tatay. Hindi po ganun ang mga anak ko. Lalapit lang po sila sa akin. Dad, kailangan ko ng pantex. Pwede mo ba akong bigyan ng load? I will give them. Why? It's relationship. It's not about religion. It's not about every time you come before God, Lord, I'm burdened, I'm that, I'm... But when you come before God, Lord, I thank you because I'm in your presence once again. I thank you, Lord God. It's my day with you, it's not gonna be the same again. It's gonna be the best time of my life every single day, coming before you, worshiping you, praying, communing, conversing with you, God. This morning, I was running. I think I ran 5K. But in that duration of 5 kilometers, I was just praying. I was just conversing with God. Lord, thank you. Wala po yung pamilya ko ngayon. Nasa Pampanga, nagbabakasyon. I was praying for them. Lord, would you protect, would you bless my wife, my kids? Lord, I thank you because you are our protection. Lord, I thank you, Lord, na hindi mo kami pababayaan. You know, I was just conversing. You know, that is prayer. But at the same time, yes, God is our strength. God is our help. Let me end with this. God is our rewarder. You know, the good news is when we pray, when we acknowledge who God is, He knows what you need. He knows what you want. He knows the issues in your life. He knows the burden. He knows everything. But when we acknowledge that first, God is our strength, God is our help, then God will reward us. David understood that. In verse 20, it says here, the Lord has dealt with me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands, He has rewarded me. Praise God for this. When God sees your motive, when God sees your heart, that it's all about Him, it's not about you. When you enter in His presence, Lord, it's not about me. It's not because of my, it's not about my needs. It's all about you, Jesus. Let me tell you, God will definitely reward His people. Because the last time I checked my Bible, hindi pa po nagbago. Sabi po doon, He will never withhold good things from His sons and daughters. Hindi niya po ipagkakaitang magagad ng bagay sa anak niya. Alalahanin lang natin na meron tayong Diyos, meron tayong Panginoon na mapagmahal, na magpoprotekta at magpoprovide para sa atin. And He will reward. In verse 21, For I have kept the ways of the Lord, I have not done evil by turning from my God. And as I close, about prayer, God is our strength, God is our help, and God is our rewarder. Let me just suggest this for us to have this spiritual discipline in a very practical way. If you want to develop this spiritual discipline to grow, first, make it a habit. When you pray, make it a habit. Hindi yung excited ka ngayon, nagkaroon ka ng problema, Lord, down ka sa ko, huwag muna tayo mag-usap ngayon. But make it a habit. Even if you don't feel like praying, pray. Make it a habit. Kahit po ayaw natin na yung time natin, Lord, ano ba naman to? Ang dami kong problema, ang dami kong kailangan, magpe-pray pa ba ako? Make it a habit. For us to develop spiritual discipline. Not just that, but find your sweet spot. You know, with no distraction, off-limits yung mga distraction. Alam mo yung, meron kang isang place where you could really meet God and shout, Lord, thank you, magkasama na naman tayo. you find that sweet spot, hindi yung nagpe-play ka, may kaharap kang chine-check mo kung ilan na yung nag-like sa post mo. Lord, thank you, Lord. Teka, check mo. Uy, tatlo na, Lord. Buti nakatatlo na ako, Lord. Okay, nandun ka, uutusan ka na nanay mo. Anak, maglinis ka na. Ano ba naman yan, nay? Maghugas ka na ng pinggan. Ano ba? Nay, ako na nga kumain. Ako pa ba maghuhugas niya, nay? Nagpe-pray ako. But find your sweet spot, sacred place, where there will be no distraction, where you will enjoy the presence of God and pray. Lord, thank you. God, thank you for this time. Thank you, Lord God, because we're together again. No one who's butting in, saying something, it's between you and God. Spiritual discipline. And the last thing is mark your God moment. When you make it a habit, when you find your sweet spot, every time you commune with God, every time you talk to God and pray, mark your God moment. You know, there are times that God will speak to you very clearly. And you need to record that. Babalikan mo 1 year after, 2 years after, Lord, nag-uusap tayo, ito yung sinabi mo sa akin, Lord, hindi ko kakalimutan to. And that will keep you excited. Because there was a marker. May minark si Lord. May kinausap ka ng Panginoon. And then, we're gonna develop intimacy, security, and that communication with God as we pray. I hope when we leave this place, we're gonna have a different attitude when we pray, when we ask, when we come before God. It's never about us. God knows it already. Would it be possible? It's all about you, Jesus. It's all about you, God. Why don't we pray? Would you bow your heads and close your eyes? Father, we thank you for even before we speak to you, we talk to you, Lord God. You took the initiative. You've spoken your word. You spoke to us. It's always about you, Lord. Lord, I pray, God, for every single one of us, Lord. Can we just all lift our hands to God? Can we just all lift our hands to God? Lord, here we are, your people. Lord, I pray, God, would you help us, Lord God, right now? And would you give us excitement, Lord God? Every time we come before you in prayer, Lord, let there be new passion. Lord, let there be new fire. Let there be new longing, hunger, and thirst for your presence. That, Lord, every time we come before you, Lord, that experience will never be the same again. But, Lord, it's going to be another level of my relationship with you. Lord, would you pour out your spirit upon this place? That when we take time and pray and commune with you once again and seek your face, humble ourselves before you, would you show up yourself strong? Would you let us know that you are our help? Would you let us know that you are our very great reward? And there's nothing else that we need in this world, but it is you, Jesus. It is you, Holy Spirit. Lord, we pray right now. It's not just going to be another prayer time. But Lord, every time, every day, it's going to be excitement for us. Lord, thank you, Jesus. Help us, Lord God, to strengthen this spiritual discipline through prayer, God. Bless your people. Bless your people, God. Bless us, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.